Jeff Reed, welcome back into the studio from First to Last Podcast. You've been busy over the holidays, quite a few films, haven't you?
It's my happy place. I walk through the doors, I smell the popcorn, I'm like home. And so, yeah, I tried during the school holidays to see as many movies as I can. I only managed three, but, like, it's not a bad effort.
That's impressive. And we're going to recap those in just a minute. Before we do, though, the film that's released this week, and a lot of people very excited for it, is the new Downton Abbey film, A New Era.
Yes. I don't know about you, I've only dabbled in Downton Abbey, so I'm not really quite across it. I definitely know the people I love in the show, so when you watch the trailer, you're like, oh, wow, Maggie Smith's having so much fun in this. She's incredible.
She's hilarious.
I do love Hugh Bonneville as well. But we're back for Downton Abbey, and this time they're hosting a film crew who are going to make a motion picture. We're getting out of the silent film era, and they're making a talkie. And so while this is happening, we discover that Maggie Smith's character has inherited a villa in the south of France from a mysterious fling. So the family all head to France to solve the mystery of the past while the film's being made at their home.
For people that like Downton Abbey, you know, it's eloquent, it's got that humour, it's everything you're going to expect, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it really does. You smile through the trailer, you just go, ah, I know what I'm in for here. It's going to be like a big warm hug, so we might need it this rainy week.
Here it is.
Years ago, before you were born, I met a man. They spend a few days together, and he gives her a house.
You never thought to turn it down?
Do I look as if I'd turn down a villa in the south of France?
Mr. Barber is a producer and director.
He wants to make a film at Downton.
A moving picture at Downton.
But the Beatles are famous ones.
I think it's a horrible idea. Actresses plastered in makeup and actors just plastered.
There is something about him, like a wild animal ready to spring.
Ready to spring on you, you mean?
That's the latest Downton Abbey, A New Era. Now, we did mention earlier in the holidays you caught three movies.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at them. The first one was The Bad Guys.
Yes. Do you know what? I didn't know what to expect in this. It's a kids' movie. It's animated. I had no idea it was written by an Australian author.
Okay.
So, based on some books. And it's so much fun. This is Ocean's 11, made for the family, with a series of characters like the Big Bad Wolf and a snake who they actually get in trouble, and to save going to jail, they decide they want to be good guys and try and be good guys.
Oh, that's kind of a cool concept.
And it's actually one of my favourite movies I've seen this year. It was so funny, so fun. It was an awesome film.
That does sound like a good one for the kids. Perhaps you might want to take the grandkids, and as you said, with weather like this, that rainy weather, that would be a good laugh.
Yeah, it totally was.
Now, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Yes, for those people who love the Harry Potter world, Fantastic Beasts have been a funny series where people sort of felt it feels like Harry Potter, but not.
Yeah.
This is the first installment that actually feels like a Harry Potter movie.
Okay, because is this the second
this
one?
This is the third in the
third
series.
Okay.
And we sort of end on a cliffhanger in the second one where we find out a secret about Dumbledore's past, and now we really delve into that. And so they take the world and they really open it massively.
Is this the one where you kind of question where it falls into the sequence of things? Or
we're building towards it, so we're really learning.
Okay.
Who early Dumbledore was.
Okay.
and things like that, while keeping the characters from Fantastic Beasts present, which I really enjoyed it. It's got a great second half of the film that really feels like we're just in that Harry Potter world. So fans will love it.
Here it is.
Our war with the Muggles begins today!
The world as we know it is coming undone. If we're to defeat him, you'll have to trust me.
Mr. Kowalski, we need you.
I said I want an out and I want out.
Ah! You do know I'm a witch, right?
Dangerous times favor dangerous men.
Okay, The Secrets of Dumbledore, and look, I've got to say, this one is probably the one I'm most excited about, and I can't wait to see it, The Northman. Please tell me it was good.
It was incredible. This is a film that I've been excited for since I saw that first promo shot of Alexander Skarsgård just absolutely ripped to the nines.
Oh,
What a cast. Alexander Skarsgård, Willem Dafoe, Ethan Hawke, Nicole Kidman is bonkers good in this film.
I have heard that.
Yeah, she is so great. Anya Taylor-Joy's in there. If you ever watched Queen's Gambit on Netflix, she's the lead in that.
She's great in that.
So it's a brutal film set within a brutal time.
Of course.
Viking era. but it really dives into the politics of the clans. It tackles this. I don't know how it does it in a two-hour film because it's so dense. There's all those mythological moments that are awesome as well. It's incredible.
Have a listen.
Father is here.
The king, my lady. The king.
How I've missed you, my son. One day this kingdom will be yours.
Thank you, Father. My king.
Father! Oh, I am so pumped. And I think the quote from you is that Nicole Kidman is bonkers good in this film. I can't wait to see it. Jeff Reed, wonderful to see you as always.